Right, let's go, PJ. Do your thing.
Do your dance. Do your dance. Yep. There you go.
Welcome along, folks. It is the After Show Show. PJ and Jim's After Show Show on St. Patrick's weekend, no less.
Yeah, it makes me want to sing Damien Dempsey songs. It's how it does.
Yeah, yeah.
St. Patrick's weekend.
That's
you know
a proper
song?
Irish thing.
Mommy sings World of Lee. You know that song, St. Patrick's Day?
What is it?
Yeah. You know the one? It's on Paddy's Day when we danced in America. You know that
wow.
one?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I always wonder with Damien Dempsey because I love Damien Dempsey.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I love Patrick's Day, right? And so don't get me wrong when I start saying all this shite, right? I love Damien Dempsey. I can't stop listening to him, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
But I always wonder, does he be harping on like that the whole time? You know what I mean? Like, does he ring the mechanic and all? And he's there on the phone. He goes, what's the problem with the car? I put the key in the ignition. She wouldn't turn over. Try the little petrol turn to. And, you know, now, but she's all fucked. It's still fucked. Me car is wanked. You know that?
Yeah.
I just wonder, does he do that all the time?
Yeah. Because you know? I think I've interviewed him once. And a lovely fella. But,
lovely fella.
But you do get the impression he could be intense.
He is intense. He is intense.
Yeah, intense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I talked about the time I rang him.
No.
I rang him to do this thing, right? I wanted to do this thing in Vicar Street. And I wanted to finish the gig with playing In the Jungle. The morning.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what would be amazing? Is if Damien Dempsey sang it. And I thought, because imagine
Damien Dempsey singing.
Yeah, it's perfect for him.
In the jungle.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. You know.
I'm assuming this didn't end well.
And well, you know, I was trying to explain to him what was going to happen, right? So I was going to do this joke about Damien Dempsey, right? And the joke was, remember the crocodile that was in the zoo in the 80s? And he was in a box the same size as himself, essentially.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was terrible.
It was terrible, right? But it's a comedy show. So I was thinking, remember the way the only thing about him was you go in to see the thing and it was like 2.90 and change be
on
top
head.
Of his head.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was all. Yeah. And I was thinking, that's bleeding terrible. So I was thinking, and he's probably, that alligator's never even been to Africa, I was thinking.
Yeah.
He grew up in Dublin, right?
Right.
So I was thinking, in his voice, he doesn't sound like an African man. He's just like, all I want to do is get back to the jungles and play with my alligator family. You know, in his head, he'd be like, Blaine, here's his nippers now. I tell you, if we're going to eat that fat little shite now, I'll turn him into Blaine spaghetti hoops, right?
Well, I'll teach you to be thrown 290 on my head.
So I was saying, he probably sounds like Damien Dempsey in his own head. He's probably, here we go, all I want is freedom. Right? So at the end of the show, I was going to be doing
that. Did you explain all of this to Damien Dempsey on the phone?
Well, I was trying to, but I didn't
so
get
Damien
very far.
So Damien Dempsey's on the other end of the phone, listening to you going, so there's an alligator in the zoo, right?
Well, no, he didn't.
And he sounds like you.
This is how I was thinking would go in my head, the way I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And I said, so it'd be great at the end if you came out and you sang, in the jungle, the mighty jungle, you know.
Yeah.
And you know the second verse of, hush now, my darling, don't fear, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight.
Yeah.
And I thought it'd be great and we'd all be, Wimboe, oh Wimboe, oh Wimboe, oh Wimboe.
Oh, brilliant.
I thought we'd have this big finale.
Yeah.
And of course, Damien's lovely fella. To reiterate again.
Yeah.
But quite intense.
Exactly. So and does take his music very seriously.
And I got as far as saying, so remember the alligator with the thing with the 290 and change on his head?
He went, yeah, it was a terrible thing. The poor beast sitting in a box the size of himself.
And I was like, yeah. Right.
But anyway.
So what I was thinking, do you remember the way it was change on his head?
Terrible. Abused creature or something. I can't remember what he said, but it was like, this isn't going very well.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, so then I was thinking, you would come out and you'd sing, you know, in the jungle and all. And I knew it was dead. And then he did the polite thing, in fairness to him.
Yeah.
He didn't say, no, that's a shite idea.
Yeah.
He just went, what night is it? And I said, it's whatever it was, 29th of April. I'm busy. It was the hang stadium. That's grand. He
didn't even pursue it.
That'd be grand.
In fact, you probably went, it's the 29th of April. You're probably busy.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah, even if he said I was free, I go, I think you're not. I think you don't want this.
You're just
being a nice fella.
So you'd have set it all up and he'd have come out to do In the Jungle and gone, this is a protest song against...
Yeah.
The cruelty that exists in the world today.
We want to close down the cruelty.
And it would have been very difficult to get the Wimboes to Wimboes.
Of all the Dublin crocodiles who have suffered through the years, I'd be like, and I'm in the background. Yeah, I know. It would have, so it was a bit of a...
Come here, the other thing about Patrick's Day is we found out today, PJ and Mike and myself, we were chatting today, right, off air, and we were just saying that I'm the only one of the three of us who's never been in a parade.
This is shocking.
The pair of you have actually been in Patrick's Day parades.
I know, we've both been in Patrick's. I was in the Rathdowl parade with the BMX Club of Ireland. Yeah.
Now, the only thing that was a saving grace for me in this conversation was when you find out what the two of them did.
Well, I was there in my BMX gear, cycling up, cycling through the town of Rathdowl as a grown man 10 years ago. So I was, 34?
You were
33, I beg your pardon.
On a BMX bike?
Yeah, I used to race right up well into my 30s. I raced BMXs, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well into my 30s, yeah.
Were you there with all your mucky kit on and your helmet and
all? I was, yeah. Me gear, me helmet, the whole lot, yeah.
Fantastic. And then it turns out Magic Mike was in his football gear, marching behind a banner.
Marching behind a banner.
But that's not the best part. That was once when he was in it. Another time when he was in it, his dad put him into it and he had to wear a polar bear head.
Just because he had it in the house. Nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day.
Nothing to do with whatever the float was.
They just made him wear it.
There was no animal team or anything. Yeah, he just had to wear a polar bear.
His dad's business sponsor something. Put on the polar bear head and roll through. So that's... But you've never been
in
a parade.
I've never been
in a parade.
Never.
We're going to have to remedy that now as well.
I know, yeah.
Of course, there's no parade up your way. Sure, it's too small.
There's none in Narnia itself.
No.
The nearest one is... there's one in Newtown Mount Kennedy.
Oh, right, yeah, that's a mad kip, isn't it? That place, isn't it? There's a mad reputation and everything.
I've seen that a couple of times. It's a bit like, you know, when we were chatting during the week to Jason Byrne.
Yeah.
And he was saying about, he was at one in Tullamore. It's just, you know what I mean? It's kind of, let's just say, it is a hark back to
another
the
time.
Original beauty of St. Patrick's Day parades.
Yeah,
Before commercial, before corporate sponsorship and all that came in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's proper handmade. Get in, community spirit.
They're floats, like.
Yeah.
They're whipping the peasants to carry them.
It's not only that. You know, sometimes you get in parades, let's just call them general rural parades, right?
Yeah.
That you'd get, you know, say you might put in a vintage car and that'd be
a
good thing.
You might do,
a lovely vintage car to show off. Or you might just get a lad who puts his own car in, which is just a standard Ford Focus.
Yeah,
driving
like
along.
A 02.
With a badge on it.
Yeah, badge. Happy Patrick's Day. His ma sitting in the back. Put in, Jim. I want to do the shopping. We can't. We'll come back this way.
Yeah. They were great. They're the best kind of St. Patrick's
Day
parades.
They were great. Yeah, I used to love all those St. Patrick's Day parades. Even though you kind of at the time you think you loved them, looking back.
Yeah.
Generally, at the time, were they kind of shite? Yeah, they were kind of shite. Yeah.
But look, I mean, crepe paper was fantastic.
Crepe paper. And
you could do anything with crepe paper.
Kids in plastic bags.
Yeah.
Halloween, plastic bag. Patrick's Day, plastic bag. No, is it just put kids in plastic bags?
Yeah.
That's the thing, where you can't even put a kid in a plastic bag now. Apparently it's dangerous. It's unbelievable.
Apparently it's dangerous.
Apparently it's dangerous, yeah. Not that anything's ever happened to anyone for jumping into a plastic bag.
Where were you in Rathcoole in that thing?
Rathdowl. Yeah, Rathdowl.
And was that a full-blown, let's just say, non-commercialised?
It was very non-commercialised.
Right.
It was the local GAA club and the football club. There's all kinds of politics going on. Because there were some kids that played for the soccer club and the GAA club. And of course, they had to make a decision for the parade, who they were going to march with.
Oh,
you know,
right,
political allegiances were formed and probably never, retributed after that again. They were never going back to normal. It was all that. Other than it was a local cycling club. You would have loved it. Although it's the one time.
Did they give you stuff to throw at them?
No, well,
on the sidelines, could you buy little things of, you know, fruit to throw at them?
If you bought a bunch of shamrocks and stuck them on your jacket, you were allowed to throw the dirt at the lads in the lycra. So there was that. And what else was that? Yeah, it was mostly just local teams and a couple of local businesses. And I think a couple of local county councillors walking in it with their things around their necks and waving at everybody and all that kind of crap.
Yeah, yeah.
That was about the
size. The proper ones.
It was a proper one,
We're going a bit Macy's, aren't we? You know the way in New York, you get the huge kind of...
But the New York parade is the original parade.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
People forget that St. Patrick's Day and the festival of it is an American thing.
Yeah,
it's like pizza with Italians. We were talking about this the other day. Italians didn't eat pizza until they went abroad, and then they'd fuck all Italian food, so they just put some dough and put the shit on it and we'll eat that instead.
Yeah.
And then they took it back to Italy and says, yeah, we'll have a bit of that.
I think we've said this before, but I always feel sorry for when the American marching bands come over.
Yeah.
Because you know the way they're huge things and they're big professional things, sponsored and, like, you know, there's big money and all that.
Yeah.
And they always get buzzed up on the idea that they're going to the original, we're going to Ireland.
The original parade,
St. Patrick's Day parade. They must get here and think, Jesus, this is shit.
Yeah. And then you're to tell them, this isn't the original. New York is the original. Yeah. And they're like, you what? I left my home.
St. Patrick was American?
I'm freeing my tits off here. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's, yeah.
Oh, man.
But, and then it's all the mockness thing. I know what you mean. It's very professional.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Of course, you're going into the parade. Because you're going to slag Jason Bourne.
You know, so I was going to go in. I've changed my mind. I'm going to do what I always do. I always threaten to go in and I never do. I'm going to watch it on the telly with me ma.
Are you?
Well, I will, yeah. It's a pain in the hole getting in and out of the city.
I'll tell
you
something.
And I don't like the vibe in St. Patrick's Day anyway. After 3 o'clock, it turns into a shit. It's like a zombie apocalypse. It's like, you know the what? If that's how they should start a zombie movie. Because now they know the fucking difference for a long time. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're at the St. Patrick's Day parade. Woo! And everyone's having the crack and the kids and the chislers and go on Ireland and fucking happy Yanks and golf jumpers walking around. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then the odd Egypt from off of South Africa. Yeah, da-da, didn't even know it was St. Patrick's Day. Having a fucking great time. Who knew? And all of that, you have all the crack. And then 3 o'clock comes and one fella walks in like a zombie. Yeah, come here. I only want to have a look at the band. And then everybody starts throwing cans and bottles. Yeah. And they start eating
mental.
Each other. And it goes mad.
When the gargle kicks in.
And it's like a zombie movie.
Yeah.
It's like a light switch. It goes from family crack to holy fucking Jesus.
It's like having a curfew.
It is.
And if you're anyway half normal, there's a curfew, which you have to get out of town.
Get out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be a great horror movie.
Grab the kids! Run!
It would be a brilliant Irish horror film.
Yeah.
A family in at the hoo-hoo, having a laugh. Who's going diddly-die, flat cap, we're very good, sir. And then you have to try and escape from the madness of the city on the same day.
That's true. It is. It's a scary
mental.
Place.
I don't know if it's like that anywhere else around Ireland. I just don't think it is.
That's why you're better off going to the rural parades.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll stay in Cork.
Seeing a lad in his Ford Focus.
I'll be in Cork. Cork is bound to be more dignified of a place, is it, than the madness of Dublin on St. Patrick's Day, is it? Do you remember the time?
No, I've never really been.
Do you remember the time we decided...
Not to Cork. On St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. I've never really been to many other places.
But do you remember years ago, the foot and mouth thing happened and we had to cancel St. Patrick's Day? Do you remember
that?
Yeah,
yeah.
But instead of cancelling it and go, oh, fuck it, there's always next year, we had it in June or July. Do you remember that? And we had the parade and everything. I'll never forget it.
Yeah,
because I remember
doing a stand-up
about it. I was like, what do the Brits think of us now? They come over on a random weekend and they're like, what was Ireland like? They're fucking out of their mind. You know, every Saturday, they got a parade to celebrate being Irish. Every Saturday.
That's brilliant, actually.
It's like in the middle of fucking town, they shut the place down on a Saturday and everyone goes, wait, we're fucking Irish, woo! Yeah.
And then they drink the fucking nut.
And then they drink the nut. And it was fucking bedlam, mate. It was bedlam.
I mean, I like a good stag, but fucking
hell. I mean, I didn't realise we were bringing fucking the whole of Ireland out. Jesus Christ. You know, like we just had it in the middle of June or July for no reason. We all went like mental with mad hats on.
Yeah.
It was gas. Like, brilliant. Nothing to do with it. It was like when we had the Arthur's Day thing, you know,
that
for
was
a few years.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody decided to make another Patrick's Day out of it and just went absolutely gobshite twisted. The whole point was at 16, what was it, the minute to 5 or the minute to 7 or 6?
17:59.
So 1 minute to 6. You went, you got 1 point. This is the whole point of it.
Yeah.
I went, 2 after, and you had a point. And Irish people, would you have another?
Yeah.
And if so, 5 to 7.
No, Irish people, you're not going home, are you?
Yeah. You can't have one. And then all of a sudden, Arthur's Day had to be banned.
Yeah.
Because we went so nuts.
We can't control ourselves.
Can't control
ourselves. Terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Can't control ourselves. We had to ban the day on the calendar.
Brilliant.
Because we couldn't control ourselves. That's Ireland for you. Another St. Patrick's Day. So fucking, you know, who goes to town anymore anyway? I feel like such an elf. It's unbelievable. I'm such a cranky old bollocks. I really am. Giving out about people enjoying themselves.
Yeah. Before we started doing this, we were chatting about something that I saw on... it was on Facebook or something.
Yeah.
And it looked like, and the reason that it kind of came into my head was because it looked like it was written on a pub sign, you know, chalkboards.
Yeah.
Where they put on like the menu and stuff.
Yeah.
For some reason it looked like it was written on that, but it was all the stuff that people say the wrong way.
Like St. Patty's Day.
Like St. Patty's Day.
You know what Americans
Day.
Go, Happy St. Patty's Day. A patty is a burger. Shut your hole. You get really protective of it, yeah.
Like that, there was loads of them. Like specifically.
Specifically, yeah.
Instead of specifically.
I have a few of them here, look. There's the... I'll go back to it, will I? We know when people say, Americans again. Americans again. I could care less. It's I could not care less. I couldn't. Care less.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know the way Americans go, I could care less. You're like... Yeah.
Well, do then.
What do I fucking do?
Yeah, if you could care less, we'll try it.
Are you telling me?
Just care a bit less.
And for all intensive purposes. You know when people say that? Loads. I know a lot of people that say that.
Intensive. Mind you, the favourite one.
Not intense and purposes. Yeah, no. Yeah. For all intensive purposes, because it's getting quite intense in here.
The best one of all was BJ turned around and said that some lad said, it's a doggy dog world.
Doggy dog, yeah.
Instead of a dog eat dog.
Not dog eat dog.
A doggy dog world.
It's a doggy dog world. Or else.
You have to be careful.
I'll tell you something. This is getting out of hand. We need to nip this in the butt.
What?
Right? I have to nip this in the butt straight away.
Nip it in the butt?
Yeah, not the bud, no. Nip it in the butt.
I haven't heard that one.
And I'll tell you something. Your man, he's mad in the head. He was saying this thing and then he did a full 360 and talked the other way around. No, imagine not knowing.
A full
360 degrees brings you back to the same place.
He thought about it, stopped for a minute, turned around and ended up going the same way.
No, he didn't.
Totally opposite.
Full 360. Hold on, this is, I think I might have done this one. Irregardless. Well, this is a word. Rather than a phrase, why the fuck am I?
Irregardless. Why not just regardless?
Because it's irregardless. Hold on, shit. I've been doing this all my life.
Do you say irregardless?
Yeah, irregardless, yeah.
No, just you're regardless, sir.
No, you have regards. And if you don't, you're irregardless. That's what I always thought. Oh my God, I've been doing that with myself all the time. What I'm trying to say is the word you want is regardless.
Yeah, regardless. Regardless of that. Irregardless of. Although, in fairness, I suppose.
Irribe. What about the Irribe? Oh, my God.
Irribe.
It's terrible when you start slagging someone and then you end up realising you're an idiot yourself.
In the middle of it all. It's a terrible thing.
So there you go. Once again, we finished this podcast with me realising, once again, I am a fucking idiot.
Listen, hopefully Patrick's you'll enjoy your St. Patrick's weekend. Yeah, or happy St. Paddy's Day.
Enjoy your Paddy's Day. And no matter what they say, irregardless of it all, have a great time.
Oh, you're some man. You did a full 360 there.
I did, yeah. I came right back to being the same fucking idiot I was at the start.